What's going on, contractor fighters of the world? That's pretty cool, isn't it? I don't know. Anyway, so listen, I'm excited to be hanging with you guys here today. I want to welcome you to the Contractor Fight Podcast, where, listen, if you have any interest in bringing respect back to yourself and your trade, the trades as a whole, then this is the place to be, because we dig into the mindset, we dig into all the crap that's stuck between your ears, we deal with that stuff. We talk about how to make more money, how to build a stronger team of hashtag FWs, how to market, how to sell, a bunch of other cool stuff like that. So listen, you're going to hear my thoughts on occasion, well, on more than occasion. You're going to hear ideas, strategies. You're going to hear interviews here from time to time of people that are kicking some serious tail in their business, and all sorts of cool things like that. So anyway, today I want to first talk about, real quick announcement here. If you were a Contractor Sales Academy member, don't forget our Nashville reunion event that is happening in early December down in, you guessed it, Nashville. It's a Contractor Sales Academy only, members only event. So make sure you guys are signed up for that. I know we got 50, 60, 70 people or whatever it is signed up and coming down there right now as it is. But anyway, super excited today to talk to you all about something that is, I think, much needed in our industry. And that is, what should you really expect from your foreman? You know, if you you own a business, you have some employees, hopefully you got somebody that's out there, you know, running some projects for you and some things like that, and helping you scale your business and such. And that's what I want to talk about here today, because I see a lot of guys, I get a lot of emails about guys that are having a really hard time growing their business, yet they say that they have a foreman or two. They say that they have multiple crews out in the field and things like that. And so I want to just lay out a couple things that I think will be helpful to you if you are in a position to where you want to be scaling your business. And so we're going to talk about really what you should expect when you pull the trigger and finally hire that right-hand guy, that foreman, to run things in the field for you. So now I'm making an assumption here, by the way, also. I'm making an assumption that you're going to continue to run your business, the bigger picture of it. You're going to continue to sell and take yourself out of the field and things like that. I know that that is not always the case. I know some guys that want to work in the field and they actually hire different types of positions for their company. But for today, I want to just talk to you, contractor person who's trying to get himself out of the field. Maybe you've got yourself out of the field, but your phone still rings off the hook. You have a bunch of problems and things like that that are going on. And my hunch is that you're probably missing the boat on a couple of things I'm going to share with you here today. All right. So first of all, if you have a foreman, the first thing you got to get through your head is, what should he expect from you? Okay, yeah, we're going to get into what you should expect from your foreman. But before that happens, we have to make sure that you're delivering the things that you're responsible for as the owner, as the leader of your company, moving forward. And the first thing is, you got to have a future, man. You got to show your people that you have a clear and planned out vision and a future, a plan of where you're going in your business. So many of us will start a business, we start taking on all this work, and we never take the time to really sit back and understand with absolute clarity where we want to take this thing, where we want to go. And so I want to encourage you to do that. Sit down and really map out, what do I want this business to look like in the future? Because if there's not a future for people that come into your business, especially those right-hand people, those foremen and stuff, they're going to bail. They're going to go work for somebody else who's got a clear roadmap. Some people are wired to run jobs in the field. It's their passion. They love doing it. They love building things and pulling things together and making them happen. But if each season comes and goes and they still, maybe they're not making more money, maybe the truck you said you were going to get them, you still haven't gotten them. Maybe every year it's the feast and famine thing with the leads and the sales and all this other crap, and they don't have any security. They don't have a clear future mapped out. It's going to be really hard to build and let alone keep a team together. Okay. So you have to have that clear plan of where you are taking the business and rallying the people together to join you on that quest and go hit those goals. All right. Aside from that, it is super important that if you're going to have a foreman, you give them a clear scope of work. Far too often, I mean, I'm just scrolling through recently in our Contractor Fight private Facebook group. So many posts from hundreds of contractors that are having problems in the field, and 8 out of 10 times, these things can be solved if you just simply took the time to have a good estimating program or process in place with scopes of work and work orders and all that other stuff so that your foreman who's running the job actually has a fucking idea what's happening on the job. Okay, but you got all this crap in your head and you refuse to put a process or a system in place that will take the crap that's in your head and put it on paper and give it to the guy who's going to be responsible for bringing the job in. So you got to have a clear scope. You have to have a clear budget of every job. And what I mean by that is, all right, Billy, we're going to install these doors on this job and go do it. Okay, boss. And then Billy, your foreman, goes out there and you don't make any money on the job. And the reason you don't make any money on the job is you didn't map out the scope that I was talking about. You don't have clear expectations of how much time, T-I-M-E, time the job was estimated for. You don't have a material budget. You don't have special conditions worked in or expectations that the homeowner had. And then the next thing you know, the job is going south. So if you don't have a clear scope of work and you don't have a clear job budget on every project of how it was bid, hours and materials and things like that, and those expectations, you are setting your foreman up to fail. Okay? Because you won't hit a target. You'll wonder why you're not making any money. It's because you don't have a clear target on the wall for your guy to hit. And then how do you know if he's doing a good job, right? Okay? So, and we'll get into that in a minute. It's also part of your responsibility to give support and training where needed. Whatever your foreman needs to do his job better, it is your responsibility to provide that training, whether it's safety training, whether it's certain tools and equipment, softwares, other technology, sending them to an event to learn how to be more efficient at something. Guys, get off your asses and invest in your people, okay? So that's what, right out of the gate, what your foreman should expect from you is having that future plan, a clear future where we're going with this company, clear scopes of work, a clear budget on every single job. I don't care if you're going out to install, one freaking door hinge. You should have a scope of work and a job budget, and then support and training. All right. So now, when you are providing these things, what should you expect in return? Okay. Here it is. Let me just say it. Most of you are paying your foreman to be nothing but high-paid babysitters because you're doing all the thinking on the job. You're doing all the planning. You're doing all the tracking of the numbers and upselling and training of the guys and all these other things. And your foreman is just there because he, by default, has the most experience. And so you go, hey, dude, you're in charge. I mean, that's what I did in my companies in the past. You know, I had guys that worked for me. They had more experience than everybody else. So, hey, you're in charge. Okay, but listen, and then the other thing is they all want more money, right? They all want to go, well, I foreman in this industry make $30 an hour and you're only paying me $22. I need to make more money. Well, listen, guys, what you should expect if you're going to pay big money is big boy performance instead of just paying for a high paid babysitter. Okay. And so what I expect from a foreman, what I coach others to expect from a foreman is, number one, they need to be the number one thinker on the job. I am not paying them for the craft. Yes, they might be good at painting or the carpentry or the roofing or whatever it is that you do as your trade, but I'm not paying them for that. I'm paying them to think. I'm paying them to be a little mini me, except better, out in the field. and they're to see the obstacles ahead. They're going to plan out the job and how are we going to hit that scope of work that was typed up, that was provided. How are they going to hit the job budget? How are they? I want them laying awake at night thinking and wondering, okay, if I did this, we could finish an hour earlier. If this happened, blah, blah, blah. Oh, shoot. I got to make sure that I order that. Guys, and I don't mean that in a bad way, but I want someone other than myself lying awake thinking about how to finish the job. If I have a foreman, that is now their role, their job, their problem to solve is how are we going to finish this job on time? And if every stinking job that you do in your company has you making all the decisions, you're fucked because you're never going to scale beyond what you are now, beyond what you can personally handle. And so you have to expect your foreman to be the thinker, the planner, the one that's looking ahead, the one that's actually, you know, reading the paperwork. If you have paperwork on the job, I'm wiggling paper right now, okay? They need to look at that thing and they need to read it and understand it and order the materials and plan the manpower. Like, okay, here's my crew of three guys and this is what we're going to do on day one. And this is where we need to be by the end of day one in order to finish the job in the allotted, in the estimated man hours that it was bid for. Guys, if your foreman is not thinking, and he's just taking orders from you all the time, then like I said, you have a high-paid babysitter. You're paying a guy more money than everyone else just to fucking wait for you to tell him what to do. And that ain't cool. You will never, ever scale your business. The best thing that could happen is you sell a job, and in your operations meeting each week, you sit down and you go, hey, Billy, I don't know why I'm naming him Billy, but it's Billy. Billy, here is the scope of work. Here's everything you need, whether it's in your Dropbox folder, Google Drive, you have some other software or CRM that you guys use for your company. I don't care what it is, but hey, everything's here. Go over all the paperwork. This is the expectations. There's the hours. Call me if you have any problems and go ahead and call and schedule the job. And then you should never have to go see the job again in most cases. I mean, we did hundreds of paint jobs a year and I would sell it and never go back to it, because we had rock solid foreman. Okay. I would never, ever have to go back to that home unless I wanted to, because our people were trained and they were held accountable. And they were the ones that once I sold that job, I'm now handing them a problem. Remember, they're hired. I've talked about this before. Your foremen are hired to solve problems. And the problem a foreman is hired to solve and to be the solution to is how do we get a job done? And I don't mean problem in a negative way, but like, this is the problem. Anyone that you ever hire in your business should be there to solve a problem. If you hire a salesperson, it's to help you sell more. If you hire an office manager, you know, it's to solve the administrative problems and organizations and processes shit that you have going on in your business. Well, your foreman, the problem that they are here to solve is simply the problem of getting the job done on time, on budget, with a really happy customer and a great experience. That is now their issue to deal with. And so in that weekly meeting years, you sell that job, you hand the job off, and now they solve the problem. And they can only do that if they are given the number one role of being a thinker. All right, then they should be coming to you saying, hey, I was thinking about this project. I think we can save 15 man hours and probably $500 if I rent a lift instead of us, you know, doing it this way. Are you cool with that? Yeah, I'm cool with that. Whatever. They should be ordering materials, guys, for most jobs, or at least involved in that process with you or the salesperson. They should be job costing their projects. Yes, that means opening up a frickin' spreadsheet or writing it down on a piece of paper or sending a text to the office each day, however you want to put it in place. Every day they should know, hey, this job was bid for 100 man hours overall. We used 32 today. So, you know, and this is where we're at. We're on target. They should know, it is their job to know where the job is, where the project is, in any given time, at any given time. Okay. Guys, that's the reason that you have a foreman. It's their job to collect the check. It's their job to do the final walkthrough and get whatever quality assurance forms or whatever you have in your company signed. Guess what? It's also their responsibility to train and mentor the people that are on the job site, the new guys, and to make sure to also assign each person, you know, hey, you got 4 hours to, you know, paint this bathroom. I'm going to be back in 2 hours at the midway point and see where you're at. Let me know if you need anything. And then he should go back and he should check with that guy. Okay. He is a thinker. First and foremost, he's a thinker. All right. So listen, as we wrap this up today, I know some of you are like, you don't understand my trade and blah, 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 and my guys and whatever. You know what, guys? Here's the bottom line. You don't have any right to expect big boy performance out of your foreman until you're doing your part. I want to be sure on that. You know, the having a clear future where your business is going, scopes, budgets, support, and training, like we talked about. But once those things are in place, all right, I don't care what trade you're in. I don't care how much experience your guy has or doesn't have. If you're assigning somebody the role of a foreman, the number one thing you should expect from them is that they are first and foremost a thinker, and it is their job to look at each project like it's their own little mini business, and it's their job to think and plan and execute in a manner that gets you the results that you want, brings you the data and the job costing you want, and gives you feedback each week when you have your operations meeting so that the operations side, the field side, and the sales side of your business can work in conjunction to get better and not be opposed to each other all the time. But like, hey, listen, you know, I noticed on the last three jobs, we're not getting enough time on the cleanup. Can you give us a little more time on the cleanup when you're doing the estimates? And then on the other side of it, it might be, hey, but I did notice that you're giving us a little more time on this certain aspect of the job, so you can tighten that up and give us more time on the cleanup. Guys, we want to be accurate. We want to be accurate. So the purpose of having high expectations for your foreman isn't to tighten the screws and be a dick. The purpose is that we win and we reach that vision together that we have for our business. All right, so listen. To get more stuff to help you grow a stronger business, take your little fingers over to your keyboard, type in thecontractorfight.com and check out some of the cool stuff that we have going on there to help you grow a business that is strong, that is profitable, that serves you and brings you the dignity and the respect that you deserve. We'll see you next time, Travis. Rock us out, bring in those guitars, and we'll see you next time on The Fight.